Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Wheat producers through the Oklahoma Wheat Commission actively support the wheat breeding efforts of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University and wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver. Dr. Carver has a vision of helping wheat producers succeed not just as grain producers, but also as food crop producers.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the prize food of human civilization. It's what got us started. And that's the way we need to approach it from a plant breeding standpoint. Let's not just think about yield, test weight, and protein. We'll do that. But let's be a little bit more sophisticated and give this food crop the attention it deserves and bring out the best qualities of it. I mean, there's a lot of good qualities in the wheat germ. You get bioactive compounds that help us in our health and nutrition. There's things in the bran. Those are kind of that's the frontier where I think we are approaching, if not in, to address conventional wheat breeding.
Learn more about how the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer at okwheat.org.
Well, good afternoon today. The feeder cattle and live cattle futures actually turned lower right toward the end of the trading session on the live cattle. The February finished down 30 at 116.42. The April's down 10 at 126.37. The June's 7.5 lower, 119.90. The live cattle, for the most part, all day long were higher, right up until the end. Last week, we finished the week with live cattle cash trade of 114.5. So the whole week, 114 to 114.75, it looks like the bulk of it, 114.50, which is a little bit of a discount to where the February futures are at 116.42. The October and August actually finished a little bit higher on the day, up anywhere from 20 to 25 cents. And then the feeder cattle were lower all day long. March's were down 65 at 137.62. The April's down 50 at 141.70, May's down $1.07. One thing to note is October and November way out there, sold off right at the close. The October's down $1.67, November tanked right at the end. It looks like their last trade was 152.55, down $2.55. Box beef was up $1.36 on choice at midday, down a 92 cents or so on select. The choice select spread is $16.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Quartermaster Creek Angus is holding their spring bull sale February 24th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. Selling 135 two-year-old bulls sired by breed-leading AI sires, all rugged and ready for heavy service. Also, 60 two-year-old commercial pairs and 40 open yearling heifers. Genomic EPD information available on the bulls. Look for our sale book online at quartermastercreek.com. For more information, call Mike at 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek Bull Sale, February 24th in Leedy.
Well, grain futures had an extremely great day. We finished sharply higher here. The beans were the strongest contract, up 22.5 in March at 13.89. March corn up 16.25 at 564.75. The wheats, Kansas City July at 14.75 at 646. Chicago July up 11.5 at 643.5. That July Kansas City Chicago wheat spread is now positive. It's up 3.25 on the day to close at a positive 2.5 cents. Tomorrow we've got the next round of USDA reports, which will update the ending stocks and world supply and demand. Now it looks like the wheat average guess is 834 million bushels. Last month it was 836. Corn 1.392 billion bushels. The January was 1.552. And one thing to note on the corn, with all these extra export sales, there's a lot of people saying that it could be way lower than that. So if the average guess was 1.39 billion, there's some people saying it could be 1.5 or 1.05 billion. So that's another 300 and something million less if the Chinese continue to buy grain at the rate that they have been buying. And the average guess for soybeans is 123 million bushels, which is about 140 last time.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.